The Milton Menace finally hit that first loss of 2025. That's too bad, right? And it just so happened to be their own personal boogeyman, the Collingwood Blues. After a week off, we're back with Milton Menace captain Graham McCulley. We discussed the win over Niagara, the loss to Collingwood, and really what that means moving forward. Here's episode 19 of Recap with Cap.
Guys got a win against Niagara on Friday. Walk me through that game.
Oh, yeah, that was a big win. Bix was great in net for us. It wasn't pretty the whole way through. But, I mean, at this point in the season, points are huge. Yeah. Every game matters, so just to get the win was big.
You're getting a few assists every now and then. Is it nice to see yourself on the score sheet?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to get some points here and there, especially in a couple close games that we've been having. But, you know, we've had a couple guys step up in terms of scoring goals, so that's been huge for us.
Just when it comes to, like, you know, you as a hockey prospect, we'll say, stacking the stat sheet has to be at least somewhat important, right?
Yeah, to a point. I mean,
I know you're the captain, so you can't necessarily say that, but
I think there's a line where I think team success will bring player success in a way, like, you know, beyond this year. I think if we do what we want to do, especially come playoff time, then a lot of us individuals who are looking to get to the next level will find those opportunities.
I know people like to think that wins are a goalie stat, but I guess for you as a defenseman, the captain of the team, kind of take those wins to heart as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to be able to lead this group is a privilege, and definitely something that I don't take for granted. Yeah. So especially at this time of year, every win means that much more.
And then on Sunday... not the game you guys were hoping for, but you get four goals from Johnson. That's pretty cool to see, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's been playing great. A huge addition for us. I'm assuming if he can keep it going just like that, I don't think we'll have any problems down the road. But, yeah, that was a tough game. It was kind of close the whole way and then had a little comeback at the end. That came up a little short, but, you know, we'll see them again, so we're not too concerned about that.
I hope you will get where I'm going with this when I say that you know, some losses are good. I imagine losing to Collingwood for, I think, the third time this year, that's not good. Maybe you'd wish it was that loss came against a different team to sort of help humble you, and then you get that win against Collingwood instead.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to beat a rival like that, you know, especially us having not beaten them yet this year.
Yeah.
So we got them one more time, then regardless of the result there, we'll likely see them come playoff time. So I think at the end of the day, that's all that matters, as long as we're ready for that.
What is it about Collingwood that you think they just seem to get your number?
I mean, over the last couple of years, we've been pretty dead even, splitting the games.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're a good team. They're fast. Yeah. Well-structured. They play the right way. So I think when we play our game, I don't think there's anyone that can play with us. Yeah. So I think I think we'll prove that.
I think when you have two good teams, sometimes it's the flip of a coin, and you get heads sometimes three in a row.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's always a couple factors here and there that, you know, penalties here and there. Like, there's so many little things that go into a game that affect the outcome. But yeah, I think when you get two good teams like that, it's just a couple mistakes here and there that end up deciding the game.
And then you guys have a game on Thursday. What can fans look forward to on that game?
Thursday, it'll be back in Caledon. So we definitely owe them in that barn.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we have three big games this weekend. Right. Friday, obviously, at home against Leamington. And then we're in Buffalo on Sunday. So need a huge 6 points this weekend.
It's a fun road trip.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.